I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Oral arguments are set for Wednesday in the appeal of the Rock Island County Courthouse case. Last winter, Landmarks Illinois, four other preservation groups, and two individuals filed a lawsuit to prevent the county's Public Building Commission from demolishing the 122-year-old building. Then last March, a Peoria County judge threw out their complaint, but Illinois' 3rd District Appellate Court agreed to hear the appeal. Frank Butterfield from Landmarks Illinois says the plaintiffs are confident in their original claims.
We also have past precedent of counties and courthouses going through this state law and the state process. And we also, since the circuit court hearing, have now an amicus brief filed by the Illinois Attorney General's Office in support of our interpretation of the Preservation Act, saying this law does apply to the county courthouse.
The Illinois DNR and EPA have also started a process required by the Illinois Historic Resources Preservation Act.
As part of that process is where we've seen a draft proposal put forward by DNR and EPA that recommends marketing the building for a private sale and reuse, a period of time in which that building would be marketed for sale.
The main thrust of their claim is that Rock Island County's Public Building Commission plans to violate the Illinois State Historic Resources Preservation Act. I'm Michelle O'Neill.